Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I'm so excited today that we have a special guest speaker. ENVP Miranda Burcham is on the call with us. ENVP, I'm sorry. And I'm so excited for her to share with you. You guys are going to learn so much. She is just incredible and inspiring and really going to help us draw everything we have to have an incredible close. So, Miranda, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, Linda, thanks so much. Thanks for asking me, and thanks for all the recordings. I've learned so much throughout this month, and I always look forward to those every single day. And so Linda had asked me to talk about never giving up, and it's not over until the last minute. So it's December 30th, so there's only a few days left, and I think many of us have said, oh, man, I didn't do what I needed to do. Bummer. I wish I could have done better. I wanted to get more points for the trip. And I wanted to let you know that you can still do that. Ain't over until it's over, and it's not over until December 31st at midnight, and so game is still on. I love to teach my children through stories, and I love to teach and train my Urban team through stories. So I want to start with a story. My son is 10, and he played 3 basketball games last night, just back-to-back-to-back on a team that picked him up for a tournament. And he was extremely nervous. He's in 5th grade, and they were playing up on 6th grade. Against 6th graders. And the first team we played, literally all the parents laughed. We laughed out loud because the other team was so much bigger. If Bronson, my son, who's pretty small, would have put himself on his shoulders, he still would not have been as tall as some of the players on the other team. And it was pretty funny. And you could tell he was nervous and the other players were nervous as they played against these giants. And the score showed it too. We lost terribly. Second game, about the same. We lost terribly. The kids were super nervous. We played a bunch of 6th graders that were much more skilled and bigger than us. So I talked to Bronson in the last game, and I said, Bronson, here's the deal. We may play a team just like that, and we may end up losing terribly. However, you have to go out and you have to play your best. You're not going to win the tournament. That's already obvious. But what can you do this tournament to make your team be glad that they picked you up? You may not score the most points. You may not do anything the way that you want to do it. But one thing you can control is you can control your effort. And as I was talking, I was thinking about myself and my Arbonne business. And I want you to relate this to your business. So many people, and I can talk for myself, I'll have regrets towards the end of the month. I should have done this. And why didn't I do that? And I just want to encourage you that we don't have to live with regrets because this month is not over. And so I told my son last night, we have 2 foster sons. They're 9 months old. They're twin baby boys, and we're hoping to adopt them. We think we're going to get 2. But I told my son, all right, I want you to go out this last game and play like if you don't play your very best, somebody's going to take those babies from us tonight. They're going to take them away. Because that's something we lived with. We've lived with fear for the last 9 months of, oh, man, they could take them if you know something else came up, which we don't believe will happen. But I said, how would that make you feel? And he said, I would hate it, Mom. They're my brothers. I said, that's right. And I want you to go out, and I want you to play for them. And I want you to know that if you play your hardest, that nobody can come take them. I want you to pretend that in your head. But if you don't give your absolute best on this last game every second, that could happen. He said, okay, Mom. Well, he went out. He played amazing. I literally was brought to tears by how hard he played every single second of that game. What a difference he made for his team. And the coaches at the end said, that's why we pick up your son, because we have to have him have that kind of effort, and it's inspiring. And I said, it inspires me too. And as I talked to my son at the end of the game, I said, what changed in that game? The kids were just as big. You guys were just as nervous. And you already knew you weren't going to win the tournament. You had lost. They lost all three games. And he said, Mom, thinking about them taking away the babies, that's what changed. I played for them. And I said, I know you did, son. And it reminded me so much of our Arbonne business. We always say, you know, you can survive any how if you have a big enough why. And so I want you to remind yourself how excited you were at the beginning of December to go for this trip, to get double points, to help people promote to the next level in your business. And I want you to remember that, and I want you to go out and play this next 2 full days in your business like they're your last, because they are. They're your last of December, but they're also your last of 2013. It's your last chance to get double points for the trip. And when we play like that, full out, we'll be inspiring people that we don't even know are watching us. Just like my son inspired people that came up to us after the game and talking about how hard he played and how inspiring that was. And it's so exciting, and so I want you to remember that. So I gave I want to give you five top ten, or I want to give you 5 points to finish your December strong. And so I'll count backwards. Number five would be invite 3 people for coffee today or tomorrow and talk to them about this business or have them listen to a call. Now you might go, well, Marita, that's not going to help me for December. Well, you know what? Anything we do this month helps us with momentum for January. So anything that you're doing now, even if you don't get the volume for it in December, it's going to help you build for a strong January. So I want you to go ahead today and tomorrow to talk to 3 people specifically, ask them to coffee or ask them to listen to an opportunity call about this business. Number 4, set a goal for today and tomorrow of how many people that you're going to contact. How many? I've been staring at my web stats all month in my district, and I've not contacted still out of my list 182 people in my district. Now, remember, I've almost been in Arbonne 10 years, so some of you might go, I don't have that many. But I guarantee you many of you are still staring at those people and you haven't contacted them. And so I want you to set a goal. So my goal is 182 people in the next 2 days. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. But as you're calling them, you're going to ask them to look at the 30-day detox and join you in January. I highly recommend that you get on some kind of Arbonne program in January to help get you healthier for this new year. As you do something, other people will want to join you in it. So you have to commit to doing that first. And then ask other people to join you. Use your personal testimonies from the products or testimonies from people on your team. If you're new this month in Arbonne, then use testimonials from people that you've heard at meetings or on calls. Stories do sell in Arbonne, not just facts. So make sure you tell about real people that you've met or that you've seen pictures of that have been able to change their life through our detox program. A lot of people say, how do you explain the detox program? Well, there's a lot of calls floating around out there about just what the detox entails, about 5 to 10 minute calls. So get your hands on one of those. But if you can't, just use these simple stories. Everybody that I talk to about the detox or our 30-day program, I say, you know, if you change the oil in your car every 30 days or so, not 30 days, every 3,000 miles or so, hopefully around that, well, how often do you change the oil in your car? It's the same way our body's just like our car. We can't just hope it will continue to run. We have to actually change things out and get ourselves healthier. If you just put new oil in your car but you kept the old oil in there, it still wouldn't work correctly. At the oil shop, they actually drain out the old oil. We need to be doing that to our car. And we also need to be doing that to our body. And that's what the 30-day program does. It helps flush out your kidneys and your liver and help your body work more efficiently. So that's a great way to explain to people what it is. And then you can also, as you're calling people, you can create specials that you're going to use just for this next 2 days. Some ideas, things you can create. You could create some kind of special, buy one, get one free. You could create, I'm going to give you my discount for this next 2 days. You could create, hey, if you place a $150 order and sign up, Arbonne's going to give you a free gift, but I'm also going to give you a free gift. Whatever you can do to create some urgency for people to buy in this next 2 days. Also, something that's worked well for my team is we've had people form their own teams to do a detox program or to do some kind of incentive. And so, like if I was going to call Linda, say, hey, Linda, I'm doing this detox program with Arbonne. I would love to talk to you about it. And so then I would talk to her about it, and I'd say, hey, I would love for you to form a team of 2 more people and you. And if you guys wanted to, you could take your measurements and do your weight. And at the end of 30 days, we're going to give the winning team an Arbonne gift basket or whatever. You can become creative. But what happens is then you times 3 by the people you've called. I might call Linda and maybe 10 other people. Well, if they all got 2 people on their team plus them, then all of a sudden I have 30 people doing the detox instead of 10. The 10 that I knew all found 2. So you could do something like that. Also, you could create an event on Facebook to help people stay accountable. And so you can say, hey, I would love to add you to our event page. And as you do this 30-day detox, post your results, post your pictures, and we can help you stay accountable. Post questions on there. So create excitement of having people be a part of something. So that was number 4. Number 3, call everyone in your district and any non-working districts and offer another, maybe some kind of incentive for them to order. We just looked at several different ones, but dialmycalls.com, and I downloaded in Excel into this from my web stats, and they're calling tomorrow. It's going to call at 10 a.m. 182 people for me, and I recorded a message. And my message, I'll read you what my message said. I just said, let's see here. Hi, this is Miranda Burcham calling. Happy New Year. I'm excited to tell you about a special that I'm running from today until tomorrow at 3 p.m. As a thank you for being an Arbonne consultant, I'm offering you 50% off. You can order as much or as little as you would like. I recommend checking out our 30-day detox program on my website, or go to Arbonne.com and check out all of our new products. If you haven't tried Genius, now's your chance. These skin resurfacing pads will really get your face glowing. You can call me or email me. Again, thank you for your support. I truly appreciate all that you do for my business. So that's another idea. If you feel like you can't make the calls, you're super nervous, Slide Dial is another great one. If you don't have as many calls to make, you can download the app Slide Dial to your phone, and it takes it right to their voicemail, and you can leave them a message. So it takes out the sweat of, oh my goodness, what if they do answer, what do I say? And you can have a practiced message. And so that's another great tip. Two other tips. You can take any inventory that you have, clean it out, and sell it. Cash and carry. People have cash from the holidays. So let people know that you have cash and carry. You'd love to run it by and let them do some personal shopping. And then that money that you get, reinvest it into your business for healthy living products, because people will definitely want those, and they'll want them right away in January. And then the last one, ask people this question. Have you ever thought about an extra stream of income? Invite them to take a look at this business. Again, that might not be volume for December, but you're closing out December strong so you can have a great start to your January. I think that Arbonne is like many other things in life. We dread doing it. Once we do it, it feels great. I have to get up and do boot camp at 5:30 in the morning. I lead boot camp. Many nights I dread that the night before. After it's over, I'm so ecstatic I did it, and it wasn't nearly as bad as what I thought it was going to be. In fact, I actually enjoyed it, and I feel great for my whole day. That's how this is. So as you get off this call, stop getting ready to get ready to do this, and just jump on these ideas and go for it, and you will have a great December close. God bless you guys, and continue to press on.
Miranda, thank you so much. Those are amazing tips, you guys. Listen to this call again and make sure you take notes and put all of those things into practice for your business today. And just imagine if you gave your personal best in these next 2 days of the month, how great you can end this year and roll into next year with that momentum. So thank you, Miranda. Amazing call. And everyone listening, don't forget to make someone's day.
Bye-bye.